Geopolitics Today. Geopolitical dynamics in Africa, navigating the complex landscape of Chinese and Western influence. Africa has emerged as a focal point for global geopolitical and economic competition between China and Western countries. As African nations seek to accelerate their economic growth and improve living standards, they are caught in a complex web of interests involving resource acquisition, infrastructure development, diplomacy, technology transfer, regional integration, and security cooperation. This article aims to explore these critical themes and analyze how African countries can navigate this intricate landscape to achieve sustainable development and economic prosperity. Economic competition. Economic competition between China and Western countries in Africa is multifaceted and driven by various factors, including access to resources, markets, and political influence. As China's economy continues to grow, its need for natural resources and new markets has increased. This has led to a surge in Chinese investment across Africa, particularly in sectors such as infrastructure, mining, energy, and manufacturing. China's expanding presence in Africa has intensified economic competition with Western countries, which have traditionally maintained strong economic ties to the continent. Western companies often focus on sectors like natural resources, finance, telecommunications, and other services. However, as Chinese investments continue to grow, Western firms are facing increasing competition in these sectors. Chinese companies often have a competitive advantage over their Western counterparts in terms of cost, speed, and flexibility. They are able to provide cheaper goods and services due to lower labor costs, efficient supply chains, and economies of scale. Additionally, Chinese companies are often backed by state-owned banks and other government support, which can provide them with more favorable financing options and risk-sharing mechanisms. On the other hand, Western companies typically have advantages in terms of technology, expertise, and experience. They are often more established and have a longer history of operating in African markets. Western firms also tend to prioritize corporate social responsibility, environmental sustainability, and adherence to international standards, which can make them more attractive partners for African governments. Economic competition between China and Western countries in Africa is not a zero-sum game. African countries stand to benefit from this competition, as it can lead to increased investment, technology transfer, and job creation. However, African governments must be strategic in managing these relationships to ensure that their countries derive the maximum benefit from these investments while minimizing potential negative impacts. To capitalize on the opportunities presented by this economic competition, African countries should focus on diversifying their economies, improving their business environments, and fostering regional integration. This will help them to attract investment from both Chinese and Western companies and ensure that their citizens can fully participate in and benefit from the economic growth generated by these investments. Resource acquisition. Resource acquisition is a significant driving force behind both Chinese and Western investment in Africa. The continent is rich in natural resources, including minerals, oil, and gas, as well as agricultural and forestry products. The pursuit of these resources has shaped the geopolitical dynamics between Africa, China, and Western countries, with each seeking to secure access to vital commodities for their economies. China's rapid economic growth and industrialization have led to an increasing demand for raw materials to fuel its expanding economy. As a result, China has become one of the largest investors in Africa's extractive industries, including oil, gas, and mining. Chinese companies have secured numerous deals to extract and import African resources, such as oil from Nigeria, Angola, and Sudan, and minerals like cobalt and copper from the Democratic Republic of Congo and Zambia. These resource acquisitions help China diversify its supply chains and reduce its dependence on traditional suppliers, such as the Middle East for oil. Similarly, Western countries have long been interested in Africa's vast natural resources. Historically, colonial powers exploited the continent's resources for their own benefit, and in the post-colonial era, Western companies have continued to invest in Africa's extractive industries. Western firms typically have an advantage in terms of technology, expertise, and capital, which allows them to develop and manage large-scale resource extraction projects. However, as Chinese investment in Africa's natural resources has grown, Western companies have faced increasing competition. China's state-backed investments and willingness to provide financing without attaching stringent conditions have made Chinese firms more attractive partners for some African governments. Additionally, China's non-interventionist approach to politics, known as the no-strings-attached policy, has been appealing to African leaders who want to retain control over their country's development paths. Resource acquisition in Africa is not without its challenges and controversies. Both Chinese and Western companies have faced accusations of exploiting local labor, disregarding environmental standards, and contributing to corruption and poor governance. Furthermore, the reliance on natural resource extraction can perpetuate the resource curse phenomenon, where countries rich in natural resources struggle to achieve sustainable, diversified economic growth. African governments must strike a delicate balance in their dealings with China and Western countries regarding resource acquisition. They need to ensure that the benefits of these investments are distributed equitably among their citizens, promote transparency and accountability, and prioritize environmental sustainability and social responsibility. Infrastructure development. Infrastructure development has become a central component of the relationship between Africa, China, and Western countries. As African nations seek to modernize and grow their economies, the need for improved infrastructure such as roads, railways, ports, airports, power plants, and telecommunications networks has become increasingly critical. China has emerged as a major player in Africa's infrastructure development, driven by its Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, which aims to enhance global connectivity through investments in transportation, energy, and communication infrastructure. Chinese companies have undertaken numerous large-scale infrastructure projects across the continent, including the construction of the Mombasa-Nairobi Standard Gauge Railway in Kenya, the Addis Ababa-Djibouti Railway, and the expansion of the Port of Djibouti. Chinese investments in African infrastructure have several advantages for African countries. China's ability to mobilize large amounts of capital and execute projects quickly and cost-effectively has made its firms attractive partners for African governments. Furthermore, Chinese investments often come with more lenient financing terms and fewer political conditions compared to Western financing sources. On the other hand, Western countries have also been involved in Africa's infrastructure development for many years. Historically, Western development agencies and multilateral institutions like the World Bank and the African Development Bank have provided significant funding for infrastructure projects. Western companies have a track record of delivering high-quality infrastructure and often place a greater emphasis on environmental and social safeguards. However, Western companies face increased competition from Chinese firms, which can often deliver projects more quickly and at a lower cost. Additionally, the perception that Western investment comes with more stringent conditions and political interference can make Chinese investment more appealing to some African governments. Despite the benefits, infrastructure development in Africa has faced numerous challenges. Both Chinese and Western projects have been criticized for environmental and social impacts, such as displacement of communities and inadequate compensation. Additionally, concerns about debt sustainability have arisen, with some African countries accumulating significant debt to finance infrastructure projects, particularly those backed by China. In the context of infrastructure development, African countries must carefully consider the long-term implications of their partnerships with China and Western countries. They need to ensure that projects align with national development priorities, promote local participation, and uphold high standards of transparency, accountability, and environmental and social responsibility. Diplomacy and soft power. Diplomacy and soft power play crucial roles in the relationships between Africa, China, and Western countries. Diplomacy involves the use of negotiation, dialogue, and other non-coercive means to manage international relations and achieve political objectives. Soft power, on the other hand, refers to the ability of a country to influence others through attraction and persuasion, using tools such as culture, political values, and foreign policy. China has been actively enhancing its diplomatic presence and soft power in Africa. It has established embassies in almost every African country and has consistently sent high-level officials, including the Chinese president, to visit the continent. China has also extended its soft power through initiatives like the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, FOCAC, which fosters economic, political, and cultural ties between China and African nations. In addition to diplomacy, China employs various soft power tools in Africa, such as media, education, and cultural exchanges. Chinese state-owned media outlets like CGTN and China Daily have expanded their presence in Africa, providing an alternative narrative to Western media. China also offers thousands of scholarships for African students to study in China and promotes Chinese language and culture through Confucius Institutes across the continent. Western countries have also utilized diplomacy and soft power in their relations with Africa. Historically, African countries have had close ties with their former colonial powers, such as the United Kingdom, France, and Belgium. These ties have shaped diplomatic relations, cultural exchanges, and development assistance. Western countries often promote democratic values, human rights, and good governance as part of their diplomatic and soft power efforts in Africa. This can be seen through their support for initiatives that aim to improve political institutions, civil society, and the rule of law. Western countries also leverage their cultural influence through educational exchanges, media, and cultural programs. However, the growing influence of China in Africa has led to a shift in the balance of power, with some African countries viewing China as a more attractive partner due to its policy of non-interference in domestic affairs and its focus on economic development. In the context of diplomacy and soft power, African countries have an opportunity to leverage their relationships with both China and Western countries to advance their interests and promote sustainable development. By engaging with multiple partners, African nations can diversify their diplomatic options and benefit from a wider range of resources and expertise. Technology transfer and industrialization. Technology transfer and industrialization are essential components of the relationship between Africa, China, and Western countries. These processes involve the sharing of knowledge, skills, and technology between countries, as well as the development of industries and manufacturing capacities in African nations. China has played a significant role in technology transfer and industrialization in Africa. Chinese companies have invested heavily in the continent's manufacturing, infrastructure, and telecommunications sectors, bringing their expertise and technologies to African countries. These investments have contributed to the development of local industries and have provided African nations with access to advanced technology and know-how. Examples of technology transfer from China to Africa include the construction of industrial parks and special economic zones, which offer incentives for Chinese companies to set up manufacturing plants in African countries. These facilities provide local workers with training and employment opportunities while allowing African countries to access advanced technologies and production techniques. Furthermore, Chinese companies have helped to improve Africa's telecommunications infrastructure, providing the continent with access to affordable mobile phones, internet connectivity, and other digital services. This technological leapfrogging has opened up new opportunities for economic growth and social development in African countries. Western countries have also contributed to technology transfer and industrialization in Africa, although to a lesser extent than China in recent years. Western companies have traditionally invested in sectors such as natural resources, energy, and agriculture, where they have shared technologies and best practices with African partners. Western countries also support technology transfer and industrialization through development assistance programs, which often include technical assistance, capacity-building initiatives, and funding for innovation and research. These programs aim to help African countries develop their industries, improve productivity, and foster sustainable economic growth. African countries stand to benefit from technology transfer and industrialization efforts by both China and Western countries. By leveraging these partnerships, African nations can accelerate their industrial development, create jobs, and enhance their global competitiveness. However, it is crucial for African governments to ensure that these partnerships are equitable and contribute to the long-term sustainable development of their economies. Regional integration and cooperation. Regional integration and cooperation play a crucial role in the relationships between Africa, China, and Western countries. These processes involve the establishment of economic, political, and social ties between countries within the African continent and between Africa and its international partners. One of the most prominent examples of regional integration in Africa is the African Union, AU, which seeks to promote unity, peace, and sustainable development across the continent. The AU has been instrumental in fostering regional cooperation on various issues, such as trade, infrastructure development, and security. In terms of economic integration, the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, is a significant milestone. Established in 2018, the AFCFTA aims to create a single market for goods and services, promote free movement of people, and facilitate investments within the African continent. By removing trade barriers and harmonizing regulations, the AFCFTA is expected to boost intra-African trade, stimulate economic growth, and foster regional integration. China's involvement in regional integration and cooperation in Africa is mainly through its Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, a massive infrastructure development project aimed at promoting economic cooperation and connectivity between Asia, Europe, and Africa. The BRI has led to significant investments in Africa's transportation, energy, and telecommunications sectors, helping to bridge the infrastructure gap and promote regional integration. China also supports regional integration in Africa through its participation in multilateral organizations, such as the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, FOCAC, which provides a platform for dialogue and collaboration between China and African countries on various issues, including trade, investment, and development. Western countries have been actively involved in promoting regional integration and cooperation in Africa as well. They have supported initiatives such as the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, a trade preference program that enhances market access for African products to the United States. Additionally, Western countries have provided financial and technical support to regional organizations, such as the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and the Southern African Development Community, SADC. In conclusion, regional integration and cooperation in Africa are essential for the continent's long-term development and stability. Both China and Western countries have a vested interest in supporting these processes, as stronger regional ties can lead to increased trade, investment, and economic growth, benefiting all parties involved. However, it is crucial for African countries to ensure that these partnerships align with their national priorities and contribute to sustainable development. Security cooperation. Security cooperation is a key component of the relationships between Africa, China, and Western countries. It involves collaboration in areas such as peacekeeping, counterterrorism, military training, intelligence sharing, and maritime security. The goal of security cooperation is to promote regional stability, protect national interests, and address common security threats. China's security cooperation with African countries has been growing in recent years. China has contributed significantly to UN peacekeeping missions in Africa, deploying thousands of personnel to conflict-affected areas such as South Sudan, Mali, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In addition to peacekeeping, China has been providing military aid, equipment, and training to African countries. These efforts aim to enhance the capabilities of African militaries and security forces and foster closer ties between China and African nations. China has also increased its engagement in maritime security in Africa, particularly in the Gulf of Guinea and the Horn of Africa. This includes participating in multinational anti-piracy operations and providing support to African countries in securing their coastal waters and combating illegal fishing. Western countries have a long history of security cooperation with African nations, with a focus on capacity building, counterterrorism, and peacekeeping. The United States, for example, has established the Africa Command, AFRICOM, to coordinate its military engagement on the continent. AFRICOM supports African countries in addressing security challenges through training, equipment, and intelligence sharing. European countries, such as France and the United Kingdom, also maintain a significant security presence in Africa. They provide military support to African countries in their fight against terrorism and insurgency, particularly in the Sahel region. Additionally, European nations contribute to peacekeeping missions and capacity-building initiatives, such as the European Union Training Mission in Mali, EUTM Mali. Security cooperation between African countries and their international partners is essential for addressing regional and transnational security threats. However, it is crucial to ensure that such cooperation is guided by mutual interests and respects the sovereignty and development priorities of African countries. This will help create a more stable and secure environment, enabling Africa to achieve its long-term development goals. Conclusion. As African countries navigate the complex geopolitical landscape involving China and Western countries, they must be cautious and strategic in their engagements. The dynamic interplay of economic competition, resource acquisition, infrastructure development, diplomacy, technology transfer, regional integration, and security cooperation presents both opportunities and challenges for African nations. To maximize the benefits and mitigate potential risks, African countries must prioritize their long-term development goals, strengthen regional cooperation, and promote transparency and accountability in their dealings with China and Western countries. African nations should also foster a more diversified approach to their international partnerships, ensuring that they do not become overly dependent on a single external actor. This will require building stronger relationships with other emerging economies and exploring South-South cooperation to enhance trade, investment, and development opportunities. Furthermore, African countries must focus on capacity building and human capital development to ensure that their citizens can fully participate in and benefit from the economic opportunities brought by foreign investments. Education, training, and skills development should be prioritized to create a workforce that can compete in the global market. In conclusion, the complex geopolitical landscape in Africa, involving China and Western countries, offers both opportunities and challenges for the continent. African countries must navigate this landscape with a clear vision, strategic planning, and a strong commitment to sustainable development and economic prosperity for all their citizens. By doing so, they can turn these global dynamics to their advantage and secure a brighter future for the African continent.